KPLU is thrilled to welcome a pair of fantastic guitar players. Frank Vignola has become one of the top guitarists in jazz over his nearly 30 years and dozens of albums as a leader and otherwise. And Vinny Raniolo, still in his 20s, has been playing with Frank for about 5 years. And together, they are the most entertaining guitar duo in jazz today, supporting their new album of jazz renditions of classical and pop music hits, Melody Magic. We are thrilled to present Frank Vignola and Vinny Raniolo. Outstanding. Frank Vignola and Vinny Raniolo on acoustic guitars live in the studios here at KPLU. Not only do we have two amazing technical players, but these guys love what they're doing and they're having a ball doing it.
Of course.
The whole ball of wax.
Even some ballet.
And some ballet too. That seems like it might come naturally, but how much do you have to work on the entertainment aspect of it besides just the playing well?
Well, it does come naturally. I mean, all these things that we do have come up on the bandstand. Mm-hmm. Usually when there's three people in the audience in some place we've never been before and we start fooling around and we notice that people like it, so we add it to the show. I mean, jazz to me is, you know, Louis Armstrong, entertainment. Mm. And I think being instrumental artists, we like to play a lot of songs people are familiar with. And we like to have fun with the audience, tell a few jokes, dance around a little. It's entertainment.
People have been following your career for a while now, but Vinny is a youngster on the scene. Can you tell us how you guys got together?
Vinny actually auditioned for me on bass guitar for a project. I was doing a recording project. And he sounded fine. And then I heard him play guitar, and I realized that he was a guitar player playing bass. Awesome talent and just a real natural born musician. Loves to travel, loves to practice, loves to perform, and loves to eat. So a real musician.
You guys have spent a lot of time together over the past 5 years, traveling a lot, playing a lot of gigs. Vinny, can you tell us what's the coolest thing you've learned from Frank?
Be careful now, Vinny.
Coolest thing. Well, I mean, besides all the great, music, all the amazing songs that I've learned that he's taught me and just how to, you know, come up with arrangements and develop a show, you know, just traveling, just the sheer, you know, work and drive that it takes to keep a band going, because leading a band is not easy. You know, in the beginning, it was a six-piece band, and he was pretty much responsible for everything, booking the shows and booking hotels and booking this and booking that. So, you know, I learned that there's a lot more to the music business than playing an instrument.
Right. And Frank, I'll turn the tables on you. Playing with a young cat, what have you learned from Vinny?
It kind of rejuvenated my joy in practicing. Mm. Because you know, like Vinny said, most of my time is spent with the logistics, much more than practicing. And then Vinny came along, and 24/7, he's practicing. He's asking me, hey, you want to get together and work on that arrangement? And just coming from working with Les Paul for many years, he was a practice freak. So we used to rehearse all the time. So what I really learned from Vinny is just the joy of practicing is very important. And I realize how much fun I have when I do have the guitar in my hands.
What have you got for us next?
How about one called Tico Tico?
Oh, perfect. Excellent. Frank Vignola, Vinny Raniolo, acoustic guitars, live in the studios here at KPLU. Tico Tico Apache, that was fantastic. It was wonderful to hear you guys both play leads, but I think lead playing always gets the attention and the rhythm playing is forgotten a lot by the audience, but it's so important to be a great rhythm guitarist. Isn't that right, Frank?
Absolutely. I mean, if you want to work a lot, learn how to play rhythm guitar. I remember my father, when I was 6 years old, he bought me a Bucky Pizzarelli record. And he said, if you want to work, play rhythm guitar like this guy.
Is there any secret to it? What's the secret of being a great rhythm?
Just learn a lot of songs and be able to just play simple chords, you know. If you could do that with 200 songs, you got it made.
You guys play a lot of different types of music. On the new record, Melody Magic is a great blend of some classical hits and some pop hits on there. You guys have done jazz versions of Metallica to Mozart, tons of jazz standards. What's the constant in the variety of songs that you guys play?
Great melodies. You know, the last 500 years, there's been so many great songs. That's why we rarely write a song. Because, you know, you compare something we write to, like, Beethoven or Mozart or Gershwin, it's like, I think I'll go with the Beethoven or Mozart. So we like to play familiar songs that people know. Being an instrumental artist, we like to get an edge. By if the audience knows what we're playing, it's a good start, I think.
Now, Frank, I've read that you have always been a big fan of buying records and listening to other people.
Love
and
records.
I wonder what that has done for your development as a player.
Well, when I graduated high school, luckily I was working a lot, playing rhythm guitar and rhythm banjo in Dixieland bands and traditional jazz bands. So I moved into Manhattan. I actually sublet the great Howard Alden's apartment for a few months. And then I would go to a used record store every week with about anywhere between $50 and $100 and come home with, you know, 18 records. And I'll just never forget how much fun it was to, you know, listen to new artists for me, like Sonny Rollins. Never forget the first time I heard a Charlie Parker record. And, I mean, they were just such monumental moments for me that I would always have records on, reading the liner notes, making sure the records didn't get scratched. I have a Jangology set, 1 through 20. They've all been played once because I put them on the turntable, recorded them onto cassette, and then put them away. So just the whole fun of collecting records is I kind of miss that.
Has it helped you become a better player?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I learned so much from listening to records because I'd play along with them. I'd learn songs. I'd learn little licks, you know, and just the sound quality, too, I think, is so much better than MP3s and digital recorded stuff.
Agreed. Go out and buy. Oh, by the way, Melody Magic, the new CD from Frank Vignola and Vinny Raniolo, are you going to release it on vinyl?
We were just talking about that. I just received a 45 in the mail from a friend of mine around here, actually, Greg Ruby. You might know Greg.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking, wow, how cool would that be? Especially with the album cover.
Right, yeah.
Drawn by Elwood Smith. That would look so good on a big record, yeah.
We'd love to hear another song from you guys.
Okay, we got a request for Carmen.
Oh,
so
great.
Maybe we'll put together a little medley of some classical things.
Perfect.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Frank Vignola, Vinny Raniolo. It's been so great to have you guys here. Frank,
thank you,
Abe.
This
has been something I've been looking forward to for a long, long time.
Me too. Thanks so much.
We actually have a couple more minutes. You think you might have a showstopper for us to finish off the afternoon?
Sure, okay. How about a little Flight of the Bumblebee? You ready to get the blood going? You dare?
Yeah.
I know. It's a little early for Flight of the Bumblebee, but I think we can do it.
Yeah.
What do you think? You ready, Vin?
Yeah, I think we can do it.
By the way, it's Vinny's birthday tomorrow.
Oh!
He's going to be 29. And he has some amazing news that I think we should share, because
yeah.
It is amazing.
Today is my great-grandmother's 107th birthday.
Whoa. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing.
Well, it's really not that amazing. She died 20 years ago.
Oh, you didn't tell me that part.